Greetings and good morning to you, Audio Boo. I firstly ask you that you listen to this full boo. You may not be Christian, you may not be Bible believers, but if you want to hear a man preaching the word of God, speaking the word of God, on fire for God, as you know Gem's glory can be, well, I ask you to please bear with me for these next few minutes. Firstly, hallelujah, I want to read you from Philippians 1:6. This may just speak into your current situation. The Apostle Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Today, brothers and sisters on Audio Boo, Scripture is clear. Despite what you may consider visible evidence to the contrary, the Apostle Paul is confident. Are your finances struggling? He which hath begun a good work in you. Is your health still not improving? He which hath begun a good work in you. Is your joy suppressed? That dark cloud yet unlifted. He which hath begun a good work in you. Yes, indeed, today you need to repent of your doubt. For the mighty Apostle Paul states to you right now that he is confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will complete it. He will perform it. He will bring it to pass until that glorious day of Jesus Christ. Yes. Consider this then. As a Christian, if you are one, you may become excited and built up in your most holy faith when you hear Romans 8, after those incredible, inspirational passages that refer to trials, tribulations, problems and persecutions. And he also says that we're more than conquerors. Yes, when you hear Paul say that I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Yes. Now listen, if you trusted the words of the Apostle Paul, if you trust him when he says that he is persuaded, then surely, surely, Audio Boo, it makes good logical and good spiritual sense to say amen and hallelujah. I agree with the Apostle Paul's previous confidence that he which hath begun a good work in me will perform it. Hallelujah. Well, yes, perform it by the might and the power of the Holy Ghost. And what of this work begun in you? Let us move forward to chapter 2, verse 13, which says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's in charge, yes, God, the same God who will manifest according to the word those things that we do not yet see. As it says in Romans 4:17, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they are. Hallelujah. And in Hebrews 11 it does tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen. Yes, our mighty faithful God, who, as his word says in Hebrews 9:10, has put his laws in our minds, do you have a conscience, and written them in our hearts. Do you know what you're doing is wrong? He will perform it. Hallelujah. He will perform it. Today, I urge, I counsel on the word of God and by the authority of Christ Jesus that you repent of your doubt. Believe in the promises. Believe on and through the promises of God. Today, Audio Boo, draw a line in the sand. Be like unto the Apostle Paul, and boldly declare that he who hath begun a good work in me will, hallelujah, yes, will perform it until that glorious day. That glorious day when the trumpet sounds of Christ Jesus. And now here are some more scripture promises, taking into account that the Lord Jesus himself before he was crucified, when he knelt and said his high priestly prayer, when he actually sweat blood from his forehead, knowing what was going to happen, knowing that he was paying the price for your sins and your iniquities, whether or not you chose to believe, he did it. He did it. Here are some more promises. Hallelujah. Why not be like Abraham? Hallelujah. From Romans 4:20, it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Hallelujah. From Isaiah 46:10, listen to the word of God, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do at my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. From 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the promises keep coming and coming. Hallelujah. Faithful is he that calleth you today, who also will do it. Hallelujah. From Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, glory, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. What about the Lord? From Psalm 18:30, as for God, his way is perfect, the word of the Lord is tried, he is a buckler to them that trust in him. And finally, brothers and sisters, from 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Are you being tried with fiery trials? With health, with finances, with relationships, with mental illness, with all these things that are going for you? Consider it not strange, says God. Hallelujah. Rejoice! Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Oh, I pray that today, because the word tells us that faith comes by hearing the word of God, I pray that something has tweaked for you today. Even as a non-believer, I pray that you are desperate to believe, but you don't have the religion. I can't do this, I can't do that. This is a gospel of freedom. You don't have to get right to come to Christ. Come to Christ and be put right. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, yes, whosoever will believe in him shall not perish, but have life eternal. Hallelujah. It also says that anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The Lord will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Today it's time, as I've said, to draw a line in the sand. You have to repent of your sins. God hates sin, but doesn't want to punish them. He says, hell is reserved for the devil and his angels today. Oh, dear Boo, stand on the promises of God, and I attest to this, that he who hath begun a good work in you will indeed perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Many blessings and love. This is James Glory, West Yorkshire in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah.